Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
On this recording, you will be listening to the preaching or teaching of God's Word at Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. We pray that the Spirit of God will edify you as you listen to this recording.
Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 5. Let's read that passage together, and then I want to talk to you just a little bit about something here in the Bible to encourage you. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 5. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Now, you might think of deep water in terms of deep sea diving, but when you see that a man of understanding will draw it out, you get more the idea of digging for deep water. And so we'll look at the text from that standpoint. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Let's have a word of prayer and ask the Lord to guide us through the Bible study tonight and help us to get something out of this that'll be helpful to us and glorifying to Him. Mike, pray for us, please. Amen. 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 All right. You know, you're not going to make it through this life without needing counsel. There's no question that you need to read the Bible and find out what the Bible says about things in life. And the Bible is loaded. We were witnessing just yesterday, Brian and I were, to a fellow right down the street here. And I told him the Bible has an answer for every one of your questions. And he asked a question, and he made a comment, and he had another question, and he made a comment, and had another question. And the Bible had the answer on everything. And not only that, but he took the answer. He looked at the Bible, and he said, well, that's true. That answers my question. And received that and believed what he was reading. You need the Bible, and so do I. You need prayer. And you're going to pray, and you're going to seek direction from the Lord, and the Lord, in some way, is going to give you assurance of the direction He wants you to go through prayer. But you know something? You need counsel, too. In the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Every purpose is established by counsel. And you know, for some reason, Bible-believing Christians sometimes come up short on this aspect, on counsel. And I think part of it is that we know we have a good relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that we can follow Him in His will. We know that the Bible answers these questions. And so sometimes we're reluctant to go to somebody and say, hey, I'm thinking about this. What do you think about that? What kind of counsel can you give me? And you know, truly, sometimes that's a mistake. And I'll tell you why. If you go to wise counselors, somebody that's lived longer than you and lived well, somebody that's been in the thing that you're contemplating longer than you have and has established himself or herself well in it, you know, you'll be able to learn something from them and incorporate that into your thinking. For instance, let's say there's a brand new widow. She loses her husband. Well, you've never been there before. And let's say that there's somebody who has been a widow for 10 years or 15 years or 20 years and has stayed faithful with the Lord and seen His provision. You know something? Be a good person to go talk to and say, you know something? I'm grieving. I'm angry. I'm confused. I'm worried. How do you do this? And that person that's been a widow for 10 or 15 years can say, you know something, honey? Let me tell you what it was like when it first happened to me. And you'll know right away, that's how I feel. And you'll know right away, you made it this long? Yes, when the Lord says His provisions are faithful, they are faithful, aren't they? And, you know, that counsel, if nothing else, will settle you down and help you to say, you know something? That confirms the truth of this word. It also helps you to avoid some mistakes. A person in that case might say, you know what I need to do? I need to go get married right away and have a steady supply of income. And that person, Other might say, whoa, you better back off on that. Oh, there can be a lot of problems. That counsel is wise. So you understand about this counsel. Now notice from the scripture then some things about the counsel. Number one, the counsel is in the heart. The counsel is in the heart. You're not going to go to Wikipedia and get that counsel like this. You might be able to read some books and find some interesting things, but if there's something in that book that's helpful to you, that thing came from a life experience in the life of the person that wrote it, and he doesn't have to go back and refer to the instruction manual or go back into his library and pull up the resource. That thing is in his heart and is a life-guiding principle. The counsel that you want is in the heart of a man. Listen, there are things in your life that guide you daily by principle, by faith, by truth, and they are so ingrained in your heart, they have become a part of your personality. They are who you are. All right, when it's like that and you can go to somebody and get that counsel, they don't have to think about it. They may want to pray about it because there may be a lot of things they want to say to you, but they don't have to think about it because those principles they're going to give you are guiding their own life. And if they're on a good road and they're doing well with the Lord in those things, you're going to want to find out what that is. You know, people today are cutting themselves short when they don't go and probe the heart of another man and find out why he succeeds in that area. I was talking to a preacher today. I haven't talked to him in, I bet, 8 years. I've prayed for him from time to time. I remember who he is. And I called him and I visited with him and he said, you know something? He said, I have made this stupid mistake and I have made that stupid mistake and my congregation has dwindled down to that and I don't have anybody to blame but myself. I just made these stupid mistakes. And I said, before you made those, did you call a couple or three of your pastor friends before you made those decisions to check them out on these things to see if maybe those things are not good decisions? He said, no, I didn't. And that was a stupid mistake. Now listen, if a pastor is going to make that kind of mistake, you're prone to make that kind of mistake. When young people make mistakes in decisions on relationships and occupations and schools and things like that, you know what the problem is? They haven't gone to somebody wiser than them who's lived a little longer than them and said, hey, what do you do in a case like this? What's the best way for me to approach this? And you know something? When you have found somebody that survived all that and did it well, right away they'll be able to give you some counsel, and you would be wise to get that counsel. And just know it is a counsel that is in the heart. Second thing is the counsel that's in the heart is like deep water. All right, you know we have deep water under here, but we also have some shallow water under here. They've drilled piers out here that are 13 feet deep, and these ones that are closest to the building right here, they had seepage of water in them, in the bottom of the holes, before the concrete was poured the same day the hole was drilled. You know what that is? A shallow water. Now, in this area, a shallow water table is going to generally be what kind of water? Brackish, salty, high mineral content. If you're going to get some good drinking water around here, you're going to have to do what? You're going to have to drill deep. A lot of times when we're traveling around the country and preaching in various places, we might be in Idaho where it's all mountainous and real dry, or Colorado, or, you know, down here along the coast or whatever, and you'll ask fellas, how far do you have to dig to get into some good water? And it surprises you, some of it that's is not as deep as you think it might be because you can hit springs that feed from snow that comes off the mountains, and that those streams run underwater, but you got to tap into that good water. You know what? If you are not drilling really, really deep in an area like that, you're drilling through solid rock. The point is, you're going to have to dig for it. It's like deep water. And once you find some deep water, there's some good water in an aquifer that's between 6 and 1,200 feet off the coast, about 30 miles. In an aquifer that runs along here. You go down that deep and you hit that water, what you going to have to do to get that water out of there? You have to pump it. And that's a pretty good way. What does that mean? That means that really good counsel is something, you're not going to walk up to some guy that's lived a lot longer than you. Hey, say, hey, bub, I'll give you a good example. This fellow walks into a town one day, and it's just a small country town, and this is years ago, when they still use wagons and things like that. And there's a fellow in a rocking chair, and he's whittling. And this guy comes into town like that, and he sees him up on the porch whittling, and he's standing down here like that. He says, "Hey, Pops." That's usually a good way to start, you know. "Hey, Pops." He said, "I want to ask you something about your town here. What are the folks like?" Guy's sitting in that rocking chair whittling like that. He said, "Well, how were they where you came from?" He said, "Oh," he said, "those people complaining, murmuring, bickering all the time, weren't worth a flip." He said, "That's how they are here. That's how they are here." Do you think that's really how they were there? No. It's a reflection on the man asking the question. You think this guy sitting in that rocking chair is going to waste his time counseling this guy for 30 minutes with a comment like that? Ain't no way. He's not going to waste his breath on a guy like that because he already knows the guy's not going to receive the counsel. Do you know what? Somebody that really knows what's going on is sizing you up when you've come to ask a question, and if he feels like you're a young whippersnapper, it isn't going to listen to it anyway, he's not going to tell you. He's not going to waste his time. But if he sees in you a real desire and a willingness to do what you've heard and make changes in your life according to the counsel you're receiving, when it's wise counsel, he might let you have a little. But he's not going to give you everything he knows. He's not going to write a book. He's going to answer your question, see what you do with it. And if you do well with it, come back for some more like you do at a well like this and pump again, he's liable to give you a little bit more. If you don't do what he shows you to do, that's wise counsel to do, you're not getting any more. You've got all you're going to get. It's like deep water. It's hard to reach, and it's got to be pumped, but let me tell you something. That deep water is cold, and it's clean, and it's refreshing, if you'll take it. Years ago in the ministry, when I first got started, I'd come home one day, and I pulled my hair out, and I told my wife, I said, "I can't stand this. Somebody comes to me with a problem, and you can see it when you're not emotionally attached to the problem and you're not in all the difficulty. It lays out for you. You can see the answer." And I said, "And I'll tell them what they need to do, and I mean try to persuade them." And then what do? They leave the office and go right back to whatever it is they were doing, and it just continues to be a mess. I came in there pulling my hair, and I said, "I don't know what to do about that." She kind of giggled and said, "Honey, you can't live their lives for them." You know what that was? That was a good drink of that deep, cool water. I said, "You know what? You are absolutely right. I'll tell them if they're going to follow it, I'll give them some more. And if they're not going to follow it, I'm not going to give them what I know. It's not worth it." All right? Next thing. Not only is that counsel in the heart, and is it like deep water, but that counsel has to be understood. Look what he says here. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. It has to be understood. It's a funny thing how over the years some people have given me counsel and I didn't realize all I was getting when I got it. I mean, I heard what was said and appreciated what was said, but I didn't understand the full extent of the value of the thing that was said until I began to work it a little bit. And then I was like, you know something? There was a whole lot said in that little bit of counsel. What is that? A lot of times somebody will tell you something and you don't really get it. And if you walk away without really getting it and applying it, doesn't do anything for you. You know, on the radio, We have the hyper-dispensationalist before us, Bob George. Is he still on? Okay. Everything, you ask any question from the Bible, and he's going to take you to cross the Calvary and not answer your question. Every time. Well, it's all under the blood. It is all under the blood. And you're going to heaven? You are going to heaven. And you can't keep the commandments because Jesus already kept them for you? All that's true, but that didn't answer the question you asked. And then he'll say, after he answers the question with the same thing he said for the last 15 years, does that answer your question? And the caller will say, yeah, I think it does. And I'm going, no, it doesn't. And you know it doesn't. You know what the problem is? If you go and seek the counsel, stay with it long enough until you understand what was said and how to apply it. I'm a hands-on kind of a person, and I'm visual. If you want to teach me how to change oil in my vehicle, I do a lot better if you show me how it's done and do it and then allow me to do it with you than if I read it in a book. If I read it in a book, I'm liable to drop the transmission pan and put antifreeze in the radiator and have it all fouled up. But if you show me, right, then I can do it. And counsel is a lot like that. Let me walk you through a step here. And you've got to be willing to do what you've heard. And you know something, a lot of people, you know what the problem is? They don't want to find out that what they're doing is really as stupid as they know it is. And most of the time when you come for counsel, you're not coming for counsel, you're coming for confirmation. You want somebody to agree that the stupid thing you're doing is a good idea. Every time. And so, that's the voice of experience. And so, you know what you do? You go around looking for somebody about your age and about your level of mentality to agree with you. Yeah, sounds like a good idea to me. And then you go on right about your merry business. Doesn't work that way. Doesn't work like that. God wrote this in here for a reason. And the reason is he wants you, look at the last thing, he wants you to draw it out. But a man of understanding will draw it out. He wants you to draw it out. Now listen, everybody in this room, either right now or recently or in the near future, is going to be facing something where some good counsel would do you some good. You know what you ought to do? You ought to get on your knees and talk to Jesus Christ before you talk to anybody. And pray through that thing a while. And you ought to read that Bible and listen to it for a while. And then you ought to ask the Lord to help you find about two or three people who can really help you work the decision out in your mind. Listen, a good counselor does not make the decision for you. A good counselor gives you the counsel and expects you to draw it out and do something with it. And you go find you some people. Now, if you're young in here, your teenage years, and you're thinking about all of life ahead of you, I see some people here who are here on a Wednesday night that are doing well spiritually. If I were you, I'd go say, hey, can we visit? I've got a question. And I'd ask the question, and then I would put my ears on and listen carefully what that person has to say. Draw that out and find out what it is God's trying to show you through that counsel and incorporate that into your decision and make that decision with that counsel in mind. And you know something? You will be ahead. You will be ahead. Oh, say, I'd be embarrassed to tell them what I'm wrestling with. They wouldn't be ashamed to help you wrestle with it. They don't want to see you make sometimes the same mistakes they made and learned. There's no reason to go through the school of hard knocks twice. Okay? There's no reason to do that at all. That old counsel doesn't run freely. You're not going to hear about it on talk radio, and you're not going to see it on boob tube. You're gonna have to get it from some people who walk close with the Lord, and I guarantee you, they'll help you. They will help you. Now, one other little caution here, and then we'll go on to praying. I was talking to a fellow just the other day after preaching a sermon. He doesn't go to church, he was visiting. And I tell you that so you won't be looking like, well, was it you? Oh, I bet it was him. He's not here. He's not going to be here. Okay? He was visiting. And I preached a sermon, and I know what was in the notes, and I remember what I preached. And he came to me after the service, and we were talking. He goes, man, he said that sermon was so helpful to me. And then he went on to tell me what he was thinking about doing. And he said, boy, I mean, that sermon just laid it right out. And I'm thinking to myself, dude, you didn't hear a thing I said? We didn't even talk about that. You know what the problem was? This thing that he has decided to do it's occupying his mind so much that when he did hear some things the Lord wanted to hear, he didn't hear any of it. All he heard was rolling around in his head. You're going to have to be careful when the Lord asks you about getting counsel. The reason counsel is so good is that it gets you out of yourself for a minute to start listening to somebody else who can advise you based on that. Because a lot of times when you're making an important decision, you get so wrapped up in your head, every verse in the Bible tells you to do it, and every prayer you pray says you're right. And a counselor, he has no dog in the hunt. And he can stand back and say, you're not even thinking straight. You're so stuck on yourself, and you want this so bad, but you've got to back away from this and look at it from another perspective. And that's what counsel allows you to do, is see it from another perspective and incorporate that into your thinking. I encourage you to take advantage of the counsel that's available to you by people who have lived a little longer at some of these things you're thinking about doing than you've done. They'll help you. They'll help you. Amen? Father, we're sure thankful today for an opportunity to open the Scripture and see a little simple thing like this. My heart's burdened to preach it tonight because I know how many times I've run into people in just the last week, present company accepted, who have failed in this part of their decision-making and have suffered the consequences as a result. I pray these folks here tonight will listen carefully to what you've shown them out of the Scripture, take full advantage of what is available to them. And Father, when they seek counsel, I pray you'll give them wise counsel, and I pray they'll draw it out, Father, understand it, and be willing to live by what they've learned for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.
You have been listening to an audio recording at Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. If you would like more information about our church or our radio broadcast ministry, we have two websites that are available to help you. For information about our church and for an abundance of both Sunday school and Bible study material, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's www.my3bc.com. For rebroadcast of our radio messages or for answers to nearly 200 of the most commonly asked Bible questions from our radio listeners, go to www.unknownbible.com. That's www.unknownbible.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. That's 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you here. In the meantime, enjoy our audio sermons and radio broadcast online at either of our websites.